And we are live.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my host, Dr. Randy Ross, and we have a special show in store for you today, a good friend of ours. You're going to meet in another minute. I'll tell you a little bit about him, but he's a powerhouse, and we got to have to reel him in when he gets excited, so just pay attention. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program for healthcare professionals everywhere. And the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live Google Hangouts, just like this one, to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of everyone that has you in their circles. Today we're going back to talking about technology roles in your success. And let me tell you a little bit about our special guest, Victor Grant. Victor is an expert in the creation and maintenance of virtual communities. He's an internet architect and entrepreneur. His firsts are multi-user roundtable chats, artificial intelligence-based e-commerce systems, virtual marketing services, video magazines, real-time credit card content publishing, online book-selling copy protection systems, and check this out, he wrote the world's first consumer-grade copy protection software for Apple II when he was still a teenager. He just comes right off of his new book, which is a number one bestseller right now on Amazon. So let me turn it over to Dr. Randy. She'll then say hello to Dr. We should call him Dr. Victor. That's what we're going to call him.
Yeah, Dr. Vic. That's
why you say that. There you go. So, Dr. Randy, take it away.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. I know after an intro like that, I feel like I should be bowing or something. But anyway, I'm Dr. Randy Ross. I'd like to welcome everyone. Remember, if you're watching us in all the places that we'll simulcast, obviously other than the VIP app, make sure that you let us know where you're hanging out from. Google Hangouts is about engagement. Let's engage together. I'm hanging out from the Jersey Shore. Dr. Allen joins us from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains, and I'm sure Vic's somewhere in California. I don't remember where. I'm sure he could tell us about that. But we're real excited. We're going to get started. Actually, Dr. Allen, let's bounce back to you for just 1 minute before we go to Vic, because I want you to concisely and shortly explain to our listeners, for those that don't know, and many of us don't, what does actually SEO mean?
Well, it stands for Search Engine Optimization. And really what it is, in the nutshell, is really be able to create either content or a website or any of the things that you get into the internet, make those things easily found by people that are searching for those things. So it literally allows you to take whatever that content is, whatever the media is, and make it so it's digestible in the search engine, so that when someone types in, and they don't really type in a search term anymore, with the new Google algorithm, if you're using Google, it's really based much more on the phrase that you're using, and most people are now doing that through mobile devices, but Google takes that phrase and looks for who the authority is, or Bing, or Yahoo, who the authority is, or what the locations are that should come up so you can get the best results. And you need to optimize your content so that it's easily found by search.
Okay, I like that. It's all about content and optimization. Well, not all about that, but those are the two things that definitely resonate with me. So without any further ado, we are going to bring our guest in, and he's actually in the room with two different angles, so I might switch back and forth just to freak everybody out a little bit. Anyway, let us welcome the one, the only, the magnificent Vic Grant. Hey, Vic, how are you?
Hey, hi. I don't know if you heard me hear Donald, but, you know, so just before this hangout, we were in the green room, and the internet cut off, so I had to reset the router very quickly and dial in on my phone, so we had this little backup thing. But
use the other window. I'm getting seasick.
Yeah, I know. It's that'd be kind of fun. But we have one thing on the phone and then the other one on the desktop. So God willing, I'm going to hang up on the phone here so you don't have me in double because it's driving me crazy too.
All right. Well, that's a great way to tell people how to get multiple angles going at a hangout, how you get different shots that you can go through.
Yeah, anyway, it's a cool idea.
Vic, one of the first things that we always ask all our guests, and I know that, you know, we're all kind of a little bit part of the same tribe, so this question won't throw you, but, you know, even though I know you're going to tweak what I say at the end of this, but we call you an SEO expert. And tell us a little bit about, you know, why you're considered an authority in this area.
Well, I was one of the first guys on the scene back in the 90s. Even earlier than that, 94, I was in MSN. I was working as a channel producer, and I interviewed a lot of the personal growth leaders, Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, all those guys would be on my show. And then when the internet came along, it was sort of like, what am I going to do now? So I got fascinated by search engines and search engine optimization, and I was mostly a publisher. So I thought, well, we have a great model of selling content on the internet. Actually, it was online. It was not the internet, if you remember those days. AOL, anyone remember AOL? it was sort of like AOL and MSN. That was basically all we had at that time. Internet came along, and all of a sudden, we blew up. We had all these people out there. So what made me an authority was I had the skills and the knowledge of how to engage people. And we had chat rooms sometimes, like Deepak had, I think we capped at 3,000 people talking simultaneously. So it was really exciting. And what I realized was this medium only works if you're number one in a certain niche. So I went after the number one best-selling computer game because I was also a game developer after I was doing copy protection as a teenager. I actually went off to Ogdensburg, New York with the Wizardry guys, and I hung out with them and created games. And we literally ran out of floppy disk space and memory. So it's kind of a funny story, but going back to my roots in gaming, I thought, okay, let me go to the number one computer game, let me go to the number one strategy guide for the computer game, and let me see if I can rank number one. Well, using some techniques, I not only ranked number one in that, but we deserved it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the different permutations around this game called Command and Conquer. And the sales started running in. We signed an exclusive publishing agreement with the author, and it was all good. Well, that prompted the legendary author Tom Clancy to seek out an agency in New York. Again, I always have this lovely connection with New York. I love hanging out with people from New York. So their agency called me up and said, "Hey, Vic, we're an agency. We represent Tom Clancy. We want to, you know, you guys, we see what you're doing. We want you to do that for Tom because we don't like all these fan clubs. There's all this black and there's these blinky lights everywhere. And it's just like Tom does not want that. When you search for Tom, you want to get his properties, his books, his movies, all about Tom. Can you help us with that? Here's $5,000 and $5,000 when you deliver." So I said, okay, we'll go ahead and start. I called up some of my buddies in Hawaii who were writing this newsletter. And the newsletter, it's always been like $100 a month. Anyone in SEO industry knows that. You pay $100 a month and you get the insider knowledge. And then the insider knowledge tells you, okay, here's how many words you need to have on the page. Here's how many times you have to repeat the word to get in the, you know, for this engine you have this many words, for this engine you have that many words. So being a software developer, I said, okay, we'll write this software that optimizes it based on the numbers. So we buy the numbers from the guys in Hawaii, we pop that in there, and we were, again, ranking in all 10 positions. Well, the search engines did not like that because they all of a sudden realized, hey, there's this group out in Hawaii that can manipulate us. So I was one of the first people that actually took the search engine SEO or the black hat stuff and brought it into the awareness of the search engines. And then all those I teach black hat SEO because those techniques don't work anymore. That's why I say SEO is dead, because you can't do it anymore. It's all about search engine engagement. So I'm coining the term search engine engagement, SEE. So what I said before was SEO is dead. SEM, or search engine marketing, is too expensive. And I showed you earlier, just in your space alone, Dr. Randy, you're paying like $8 to $12 a click. Okay, so let's say this. Let's say you get 200 or 300 visitors to your website at $8 a click. Let's say $10 a click. That's $2,000 ad spend just to get one customer. That may work for some chiropractors. I had one of my chiropractic friends, he would bid as high as $20 a click just to be number one in Google. So that's the reality, folks. So SEO is dead. SEM is too expensive. So what do? You have to do search engine engagement. And that's what I want to show you guys. We built this tool called Search Triggers to help you figure out search engine engagement. It's so simple. I mean, I showed it to one of my marketing friends the other day. I said, Vic, is it really that easy? Yes, it is actually that easy. Now, it does go down a rabbit hole. And Dr. Allen, you can bring me back in, but I did want to show you exactly how that rabbit hole works. Dr. Allen, can you translate that a little bit? So, you know, what I want you guys to take away is it's very easy. You have to pick, how can I say that? Search engine engagement really means you deserve the term, you know, that you're going for. Let me say that again. You deserve to be number one in the term that you're going for. You can't game the search engines anymore. In the case of Tom Clancy, he deserved to be number one because he's Tom Clancy, right? The fan clubs did not really have the right to put themselves higher. So what we did back then was the right thing to do. Everything that Google's working on right now is about preventing companies to be hired to do SEO work. You know, the traditional mindset has been, oh, I'm going to go hire this SEO firm, and they're going to get me in the top 10. So I say forget the top 10. It's irrelevant. Go for number one in your niche, and you'll start ranking in the top 10 on like 30 or 40 different phrases you didn't even think about. You have to build engaging content. You have to build engagement through Google+, and you have to target the right phrases and the right niche phrases on a broad spectrum of keywords and do it correctly in Google+. And if you want to, I'll show you exactly how to do that before we adjourn this call.
Yeah, hang on one second, because I want to say something about, if you don't mind, Dr. Randy, if I jump in for one second.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think what Vic is really talking about here, and I think this is really important for everyone to listen to, and hopefully we'll get to look at his tool, but ultimately, the ability to game the system was a problem. It was a problem for Google, and it was a problem for you, because, you know, everyone was saying, I can get you on page one Google, and everyone could, whether that be for 5 minutes, for 5 hours, or for 5 days. The problem is all the ways that people learned how to do that was by gaming the system. And you don't become a multi-billion dollar company like Google by allowing people to game the system. So believe it or not, what Vic is saying, which I totally agree with, and I'm a user of Search Triggers, one of the early users actually, and what he's really saying is the playing field has been leveled now, and the only way for you to get an edge on that field is to be able to use a tool like the one that he created that really gives you the inner mechanisms of what you need to know and what you need to do. So this is critically important for anyone that's watching the show, because people are still trying to sell you SEO and SEM, and as Vic said, that's no longer what it's all about. It's all about engagement, and Google mentions it's all about engagement. They're not trying to hide that. They want the people that are searching to get the best content for what they're searching for, which makes his tool even more valuable, I think, in my mind. Dr. Randy?
Yeah, so let me just take a minute for all us non-geeky people out there listening. This is really interesting, and what I really am hearing in all this is that it's not just about paying someone to get you on the page. The real profit, I'll say, comes from having good content, using terminology that's going to get you recognized by Google, and with the good content, whether it's, you know, an article, a video, blog, your website, whatever that might be, that's what Google wants to deliver to the end user, which is the consumer who's looking for your service. I think the great message in all this to me as a small business owner is a lot of what we talk about here is not cost prohibitive. You know, we work with a lot of small businesses, whether they're, you know, doctor's offices or others, and I think understanding that you don't have to have, you know, a $10,000 a month budget for an SEO type of situation to really use this whole system properly. And to me, that's very enlightening, that you have the ability, like you said, they're leveling the playing field, that you don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to really get the same advantages. You just have to know how to play the game.
And there's one more piece of that. I want to jump in here and say that, because one of the things I do in my marketing is, besides helping both healthcare professionals and other companies that are not in the healthcare business to market themselves properly, but one of the big challenges and one of the things you brought up, Dr. Randy, is that you have to not only be able to know what someone's using to and what they're trying to search out to find, but you need to know how it's trending. In other words, and this is the key to what Vic is doing, you need to know how it's trending. And the second piece is that you need to know, I apologize for the noise outside, they're doing something out here construction-wise, but what you need to know is what is changing and how they're searching, what they're searching for, and be able to look at those trends and be able to, like, call, you know, a play in the huddle right at the line of scrimmage, know what to change it, because otherwise you're using things that you used 6 months ago or a year ago that are no longer relative, and you keep using the same thing, and somebody is paying somebody else, and the somebody else is going to be using a tool like Vic has, and that means you have an opportunity now on the ground floor to be able to get this tool at a reasonable price, a cheap price, to use it on your own, and even like if you get the level of the account I have, be able to use it and charge other people to be able to get that information out.
Yeah, and I'm going to go to Vic, but I just want to say something that I think is so key there that bears repeating. You can't just build a website and leave it there and expect it to always function at the same level. If you're not someone who's always making changes, who's always looking for what are the keywords you need to use, changing your content and all that, you're so missing the point of how this is all supposed to work. And I know it's a little bit of effort, you know, you can outsource it if you don't want to do it yourself, but please, don't leave, and I know this, a lot of chiropractors I work with, and Dr. Allen would agree, a disconnect that people think they do this once and it kind of works forever. I'm here to tell you that's not true. And I just learned this. Vic just showed me that a search word I've been using for a year that was amazing is no longer effective.
Well, you know, it's like, think of it this way. It's like dating. You meet somebody, you go out to dinner, you hold hands, you know, you open the car door, you buy flowers, whatever that story is. Then you get married, and half the people now, open your own car door, we're married. You know what I mean? You got to do the work to make it successful in relationships in your life and relationships in your business.
Okay, so I have no follow-up to that, so I'm turning it back to Vic to explain this to us.
You guys should be seeing my screen right now.
Yeah, we see it.
I mean, I could go into a whole long training about this, but I just ran some numbers with search triggers, and a lot of what we do here now is, actually was Alex Mendozian that said, Vic, what you need to do is get 20 case studies where you're using real businesses with someone like Dr. Allen as a coach who's going to help you get your content together, help you get, you know, we can give you the keywords and we can give you the strategy. We can even give you the direction. I can tell you the numbers. I'll tell you a story. One of my clients took me out to dinner because we ranked them number one under the keyword, two-word keyword in the business space. And they wanted to move into another keyword. So we ran some numbers. At the end of the dinner, I said, all you need to do is repeat these two words on your homepage an additional two times. And that was it. That, you know, I said, don't ask me how I know this. We ran the numbers. We know what you're supposed to do. So you want to work with an expert who uses the tool. Another one of my clients says we need to focus on the agencies. So we're doing that as well at Search Triggers. As you can see, you know, I don't know if you can see my screen here, but let me just explain what this is, okay? We want to make it very, very simple for people. And I came up with this idea of a stoplight. You know, we all know red, green, and yellow, okay? Yellow is like warning. It's pretty competitive. Red means a lot of competition. And green means it's a niche phrase. So you can see, like, because I'm in San Francisco, it automatically showed me that corporate wellness in San Francisco. Now, I can go over here, and I can sort by any of these columns in real time. So I can go to Google Rank. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, Vic, you're not telling me how much traffic you're getting. Well, the only place you're going to get those information is from the Google Keyword Planner. So the Keyword Planner tells us that 1,600 people per month are searching for corporate wellness programs. But look, as soon as you drop the S, it drops down to 210. You see that? Corporate wellness jobs, corporate wellness solutions, corporate wellness careers, wellness corporate solutions, corporate wellness providers. You can go down this list and you can see all these different keywords. So before you use search triggers, you want to use the Keyword Planner and run some money through Google. You got to understand that you have to spend money to make money, even if you're testing. I recommend all my clients do at least $5 a day in Google, $5 a day in Bing, and $5 a day in Facebook. And now I know you can even do promotion in Google Plus if you're an agency or you have at least 1,000 followers. But let me show you a couple of things.
Now, Vic, I want to interrupt you. You're talking about doing AdWords campaign where you're paying, right?
Yeah, you want to do that because even if you want to try to rank naturally under a keyword, Google knows that whether you're paying, you know, it's sort of like you're paying the piper. They'll never admit it, but you got to pay the piper a little bit. I'm not, you know, the analogy I use is a swimming pool. Okay. If I go to Google right now, and I love this picture, how to empty a swimming pool. Okay, a pump. Okay, Google that, and go to images, and you'll see like a whole bunch of pictures on how to do that. Well, let me see. I'm spiraling out here, but let's. You basically need to have two hoses. My grandfather here. This is probably the best picture right here. You see my picture right here?
Yeah.
Okay. You have two hoses. Hose number one has a flow of water, like, and we call that traffic. And I suggest you buy your traffic from Google AdWords and from Bing. Side note, one of the things we do as an agency is we use Yahoo and Bing network because it's cheaper to drive a boatload of traffic through your website so you start ranking naturally in Google. But that's a secret. I just gave you a little secret here, okay? But you have two hoses. Hose number one is connected to the faucet. Hose number two is empty. So you take hose number one, you stick it inside of hose number two, and you flow some traffic or some current into it until it starts getting some momentum. Once you have that momentum, what happens is the water will start to naturally flow out of the hose, okay? And then you can, literally the pressure will pull all of that out. So let's look at corporate wellness. And I'm doing a couple of filters here, okay? We have filters in search triggers, all the web, Google+, YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram. These are the ways that you can use free search to start driving a boatload of traffic. Now,
and
if I go
don't
here,
realize, and people don't realize that you can do search in YouTube. There's YouTube search. In other words, it's not all Google. Here you have the advantage. Let's say you're in the video. You like to make videos. You want to see what's trending in YouTube for those videos. You can now use this tool to be able to just single that out.
Right, exactly.
So, Vic, let me just ask you one question just so people watching us understand. This tool is so simple that all I have to do is put in a word that I think is appropriate to drive traffic to my business. I choose a filter system or all if I want to see all of them together.
Exactly.
And I just press the search button and it's going to give me basically a report for me to understand, you know, is this word useful for my business?
Exactly. And it'll tell you that the relative traffic rank, it's like the movie ratings, you know? 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars, and 1 stars. Now, you can get the exact numbers from Google. You can get other numbers from Bing. And we have an agency plugin that, I could show you here in a moment if we have time. But this right here is really the key. This number of pages is your relative competition, and we buy this data from a non-Google, non-Bing, neutral third-party source. One of the early founders of the earliest search engine in the world is our partner in this, and we just buy this data from him, and it's the accurate data, unbiased data. So Corporate Wellness San Francisco has only 4 competitors. Okay, that's pretty 4 real contenders. So if I want to run corporate wellness services, you know, and I wanted to find a niche in that, I could easily do so. But let me show you the beauty of this thing. If I click on engagement, let's say I just want to find who's number one in Google Plus, okay? All I do is I click on the number, and it brings up Google Plus, okay? So I can go in here. Let me zoom in here real quick. And what I like to do is I want to go to this guy and click on him and add him to my circles. Okay? So I'm going to follow this corporate wellness guru, okay, in Google Plus, because he shows up number one, and I'm going to add him to my search. I heard someone take a snapshot. So if I was wanting to focus on corporate wellness, wouldn't it make sense to organize a hangout with the corporate wellness guru? Now, he only has 202 followers. Now, how did he get to be number one with only 2 followers?
So what's the answer to that, Vic?
It's like the Wild West. No one's using Google Plus, but you can rate, you know, Dr. Allen, with search triggers, you're taking all of your chiropractic clients and you're ranking them all over Google in natural search. Okay,
yeah, so now let me ask you a question, though. Let's do this. Don't filter it by Google. Filter it by something else.
I'm going to do YouTube.
Yeah, let's see the same guy shows up in there.
Look, this. Remember we had corporate wellness programs in YouTube. Let's go click on this right now, and we can see, right, these are all the YouTube videos. You see all these YouTube videos?
Yep.
So now I could go into this person, and I could watch them, and I could subscribe to their channel.
Exactly.
Okay? And what happens? You're building engagement. That's what I talk about, search engine engagement. You can use the tool and go, boom, okay, so let's go corporate wellness jobs. I click over here. Hey, who's number one in this? I go to YouTube, and I study them. I'm going to subscribe to this guy now. Boom. Close the window. Go back to search triggers. Let's go into San Francisco, my own hometown here. Okay, wellness testimonial. Not only does this, Harris Meyer. I can click on Harris Meyer, and I can look at his profile. Here's Harris. Hey, Harris, nice to meet you. Bodyfocushealth.com. Wouldn't it make sense that I would want to reach out to this guy? So I'm going to go in here, reach out and subscribe to him, go visit his website, and build some engagement. Now, this is some, look, there's his phone number. I could say, hey, Harris, I'm an expert in Google Plus. I'm hanging out with some people from New York. And what do you say we all get together and do a hangout? Guarantee you, if the 4 of us.
He turns out to be a chiropractor.
I actually know him.
He's a creating wellness chiropractor.
Yeah. Well, he's the number one guy. So if I'm coaching. Yeah. And he looks like a great guy. I'd like to know him. And and I told you I'm a kinesiologist. I'm a teacher. I'm an instructor of AK, as are you, Dr. Allen. I've taught massage therapists and chiropractors, so I can have an educated conversation with him. So I say, what do you say we do a wellness hangout? Corporate wellness hangout. Okay, so we could do a corporate wellness hangout and bring him in and focus on city by city by city. Now, I'm going to finish by saying that a lot of people in SEO, they sort of gave up. That's why people say SEO is dead. Well, everyone's doing local SEO. Well, what is local SEO? Well, people, when they go to Google, they're not going to type in corporate wellness San Francisco. They're not going to type in wellness. They're just going to type in chiropractor. Okay? And they're going to expect, as you can see, your hometown, it automatically picks up your hometown within a 5-block radius who are your chiropractors. So a lot of emphasis on SEO has shifted into the maps, not so much in the realm of being an authority. So what you guys got to focus on, if you are wanting to get natural traffic through organic search, you have to write articles, you have to be an authority, and you have to have a blog, okay? Keyword blog. You need a blog daily. Not how often, not weekly, daily. Now, it can take 2 minutes to write a blog post. What do you blog about? Go to search triggers. Go deep, okay? Go quick, and look at all these keywords. I'm going to finish this by showing, look at this. 207 more results from search triggers, and you can see them all. Now, I'm a big fan of outsourcing. I don't know if you've seen this version, but let's say I wanted to go grab all these keywords, okay, and I had someone who was an employee in my office. I could go grab these keywords right here. We make it easy for you. You can copy all these keywords. I can bring up my notepad, and I could just send all these keywords in an email to my outsourcing partner and say, hey, today I want you to write a blog post called Corporate Wellness in Bethesda, okay? The next day you write a blog post about corporate wellness employment. What's going to happen if you consistently do this for 90 days? You will be the number one corporate wellness blog.
Now let me ask you a question, Vic, because this is important here. Can we go back? Don't go quick. Don't go deep. Go back to the original term you put in there that came up, San Francisco. Do Google G+, because I think your filter was G+. We did an exact G+. No deep, no quick. Okay, now scroll down a little bit, reset that again. Is this Search Triggers Plus we're looking at here?
Yeah, this is Search Triggers Plus. My partner says we're not going to offer the free version, but I said, well, we're going to offer the free version so people can get a taste of it.
Yeah, that's good. Trial run.
The only difference between the paid and the free version is this thing called Pages.
Okay, so let me have you address one issue here, because for me, let's say I'm in the corporate wellness business, which I do have a corporate wellness business. That's neither here nor there. You're in San Francisco. That's where you live. That's your home base. So you do a corporate wellness search, and the search term comes up. Corporate Wellness San Francisco. Now that makes sense because it knows you're in San Francisco.
Right.
But if I do a search here in Massachusetts and I type in, and you're a client of mine,
right,
your company in San Francisco, you're in San Francisco, you hire me to do your marketing, and now what happens is I'm looking up, so you're going to put in the search terms corporate wellness, and you're going to add the locality so you could tell them what's trending where they are.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
you can add the locality to search triggers, or you could use it generic without the locality, and it will automatically figure it out. Now this.
But it'll only figure it out. Wait a second. Yeah. It'll only figure it out if the person searching is in the San Francisco area. That's my point.
Yes.
In other words, because they know I'm in Massachusetts. If I type in corporate wellness when I'm doing search triggers, it's going to bring up corporate wellness, you know, Harvard, you know, whatever, you know, Cambridge, because it's just up where I am. So you must put in the locality to be able to make it if you're doing this for other people.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Vic, I need to ask you a question to kind of bring this full circle because we're starting to run out of time.
Yeah.
When, you know, many of our viewers and the clients that Dr. Allen and I work with are health providers. Some are not. We work outside the industry. But most of them are what we would call, you know, local business. And I thought what you just said was really interesting. People are always looking for ways to really position themselves as an authority and an expert, and that's a lot of what we teach. And I think that the fact that this program that you have gives people the opportunity to know what they should be blogging about is a pretty amazing tool. And I know Dr. Allen and I teach, you know, video blogging as that even extra, you know, extra boost in the process. But I think what you said is amazing, that if someone was hosting a community wellness day, and for 90 days before they started blogging on, you know, on community wellness, that their positioning and their ranking and their authority in the community would probably give them better visibility than they get anywhere else. And I would also tend to think, and this is really what my question comes down to, as you become that authority, do you feel that local media are going to pick up on it and are actually going to seek you out?
Yes, absolutely. And the more local media picks up on your blogs and they reshare those blogs, and you can do this very simply in Google Plus. Let me go back here to I'm going to give you guys one last secret, because I want to share something with you. Okay, if you put a star, corporate wellness. You put it with a star. What it does is it tells Google this is a title. And remember, in search triggers, this is the title. Okay. I also want to talk about corporate wellness jobs in San Francisco and corporate wellness programs in San Francisco. So if I was doing a corporate wellness retreat, you'd only really need 3 blog posts on this particular niche. And you could do those directly in Google Plus. Okay, you put this in here, and I hit down the shift key and carriage return, and say, we are offering a new corporate wellness San Francisco, a corporate wellness hangout with
Vic, you always mute yourself if you type and talk at the same
time.
Yeah,
I don't think if anybody's watching, that's why we lose Vic for a sec when Google has a thing.
So now I just share that to my wall. Now you see how it made that a title?
Yes.
Okay. I would wager that this post will show up under Corporate Wellness San Francisco. And you know, basically, a lot of people, you can't predict it, but it's a pretty good chance that when Google finds this, it's going to see that we're offering a hangout, local hangout, and this will start ranking in Google, natural Google search, higher, you know, in corporate wellness in San Francisco. So this is one of the things, action steps you can take with Google Plus that you could do. And you could do the same thing in Massachusetts. You could do the same thing. But you've got to target this word. Like we did community wellness, and I showed you earlier, there's no traffic under community wellness. Yeah. The traffic exists under corporate wellness. And you wouldn't know that was so unless you use search triggers. So
let me add another piece to this, because I want to make sure this is clear to everybody. Realize this. If you have a website that someone built for you that is a template that everybody has the same website except for your name on it, and you're blogging on that website and you're not posting that blog in Google or YouTube or Bing or wherever, then what's happening is no one's seeing your posts just because you're doing it on your website. In other words, this is a piece of it. Don't think, I'll write a blog, I'll stick it in my own website that no one is search engine optimizing or even that the search engines are even crawling, and you're going to have lots and lots of traffic. Doing it like Vic is showing you, posting in Google, posting it on YouTube, posting in Pinterest, posting where, and Facebook, not nearly as much. We've had this conversation last time.
Yes.
But ultimately, using websites like Pingler, where your blog gets out there so people see it, that's the key to it. It's not just writing a blog and using the search terms, because no one's going to get it. So you guys, this is a piece of the pie. That's why when we work with our clients, we specifically recommend, hey, if you have one of those generic websites that they build for everyone in your niche, well, you're never going to get anything out of it because those sites are not even being crawled. But if you use the search engines and you put the other pieces together at the same time, if you use search triggers, then ultimately you're going to get out there. And like like Vic said, just by posting in Google Plus and using the search terms that are coming up that you're getting from search triggers, you're going to get traffic because that traffic is going into Google Plus, and Google Plus is now the hub of all things Google.
Well, Vic, unfortunately, we are out of time. I do want to turn it over to you and give you a minute, really a minute, Vic.
Yeah, I'll give you 30 seconds.
To kind of tie it up. But, you know, this has been really eye-opening for me, and I want to give you a minute to kind of tie it together for people.
All right, so let me tell you where we're going, where we've come from, and where we're going. Do you see the screen?
Yes.
Okay. I want to unveil EarthGrid. EarthGrid's been around since 1997. We were the first B2B social network. I shared the stage with Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn. We had already been in operation 4 years prior, and it was a community search engine and a community wellness. We started moving into the space of the website and domain names. Where we're going is we're going back full circle. Search Triggers has made us realize that we need to go back to the roots. We need to go back to, like, before there were spiders. Like, my message these days is that the internet is not a web and we don't need spiders. It functions more like a grid, more like a connected community. And with Google Plus and all these social networks are all contributing to that. So you can list your website in the classic sense like you used to do in the early days of Yahoo. We have a robot. It's not a spider. It's going to go and just verify your website. We've got lots of health practitioners listing themselves in our search engine. This is what our search engine looks like. It's going to be looking even better. I just typed in wellness, and you can see we already have business owners we have a direct relationship with. It's also natural language, social, and engaged with real people. We don't index pages. We connect with people. So if you want to connect with us, what you want to do is go to searchtriggers.com and pop in your email address and get the early access to the beta tool. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to get a VIP app. I'm going to be doing a, if you want to text VIP to 650-298, I think it's, wait, it's a VIP app. Yeah, 294-8031. And then you want to pop over to earthgrid.com and list your website. I'm going to be unveiling the EarthGrid search engine very, very soon. Our partner, we've already indexed over 2 billion web pages, but our focus is not about indexing web pages. It's about building relationships and engagement with all of our partners and friends and colleagues. So that's EarthGrid, and that's really where we're going. Love to have you watch the video, and thank you, Dr. Allen and Dr. Randy, for having me on this program. I'm very excited, very, very excited to work with you guys as one of our pioneer partners and case studies. It's going to be an exciting next couple of months.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, Vic, for being here with us and taking time today. I know my mind is kind of blown, but not in a bad way. I think you know, the biggest takeaway for me right here is you no longer have to guess or assume what information people want. You have a tool provided right here through Search Triggers where you can find out what you should be blogging about, what keywords you should be using. I mean, this is what everyone should use. What do I always teach you? Maximize your efforts. This is a tool for you to maximize your efforts and not spin your wheels. I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Allen to close us out. I know we ran long, but this is so important. We'll probably have Vic back again in the future because as this evolves, I think it's just so important for us to be able to learn something that probably just a decade ago, as small business owners, we would not have had access to. So, Dr. Allen, I'm going to turn it over to you to close
sure.
us out.
I just want to add one more piece to that, and that is realize that you can work with someone like myself or Dr. Randy that uses Search Triggers as a tool for their clients. Of course, we have a special type of account with Search Triggers, but ultimately, you don't have to do it yourself. Again, because these great tools are available, you can pay someone, just like people pay Vic to make them, to brand them. You could also do that with people like ourselves. Anyway, let's go back and close out the show. You've been listening to building your wellness brand within your community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my partner, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode was brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere, and the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts just like this one to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of all those people that have you in their circles. On behalf of myself, Dr. Alan Weinstein, and my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, and for Vic, who was a terrific guest, we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Good seeing y'all.